My dad is very controlling. He thinks I'm too young to have a boyfriend. But all my friends have a boyfriend. We don't have sex yet because we're all too young. But talking to boys and being friends with them should be allowed. I have no mom, and since my dad works afternoons, I get a lot of time to go into chat rooms and talk to boys. Some seem really nice and talk about bands and music and stuff, but other boys are a bit naughty. They get a bit raunchy. They're the ones I like to flirt with. Well, a few days ago, my dad got on my computer and went online to see if he could buy something for me. You see, I have a Mickey Mouse on a chain that I wear around my neck as a necklace, and I broke the arm off it. My dad thought he could find another one online and replace my broken one. But I hadn't cleared my computer, and he saw the chat site. He saw I was talking to boys, and he flipped out. Like, totally. He was shouting and swearing. He went, like, totally crazy, ranting about pedophiles and girls being trapped. He demanded that I never use chat rooms again. And he grounded me for 6 weeks. I agreed to his demands, and I said, okay. Not that I was ever going to stop chatting, but simply to shut Dad up. I knew I could always sneak back into the chat rooms while he was at work, so no big deal for agreeing, right? Well, a few nights later, after Dad had gone to work, one of the boys I'd been talking to asked if he could meet me. I was thrilled and excited. He seemed very nice, so I agreed to meet him. But it had to be somewhere secret where my dad wouldn't find out. He suggested around the back of the mall, because that way no one would see me, and then they couldn't tell my dad anything. And it made good sense. So since there was still lots of time before Dad got home, I went there. It was pretty dark, and I heard a boy call out, "Come over here. I have my dad's van." So I followed the direction of the voice, but when I got to the van and saw him, well, he seemed older than he said he was in the chat room, but it was dark, so I couldn't really tell. Anyway, I got in the back of the van, and there I saw there was another man who was about 30, and the younger one seemed about 18. I was just guessing at their ages. There was no way for me to really know for sure. I was a little scared and uncertain. After all, I thought, I was just meeting the guy I'd been talking to, but before I could get out of the van, it drove off. "Relax. Everything's going to be okay," the older man said. "We won't do anything you don't want us to do." So we kept driving, and eventually we drove up a dirt road to an isolated area.
"Right," said the older one. "My young friend John here tells me you have a strict dad, that he banned you from the chat rooms."
I agreed. Then he said,
"Show us your tits, and we'll drive you home before your dad gets home."
Oh my God, fuck, what have I gotten myself into, I thought. What if Dad comes home and I'm out? Fuck, I'm so dead. So I agreed. At least this way, if I showed these men my little boobies, maybe they would keep their word and take me home before Dad got there. So I said, "Okay, but just a quick flash."
"Okay,"
they agreed. So I took off my shirt and undid my bra. It was just a training bra, double A cup, but I felt all grown up wearing it. And it made me feel sexy that these men, strangers, wanted to see my little tits, just like if I were a big girl.
"Wow," they said. "You have great tits. Stay like that for a minute."
And suddenly there was a flash as they took a picture. Pictures? That wasn't part of the deal. I went to get dressed and he said,
"Before we take you home, show us your cunt."
"What the fuck?" "No," I said. "I can't show you my vagina."
The younger guy said, "Fuck vagina. We prefer to call it a cunt, and we want to see yours. I'm sure you don't want your dad to see this picture of your tits, do you?"
Fuck, what was I to do? So I said, "Okay, I'll show you my vagina, cunt. So I lifted my skirt and pulled my panties to one side, but they said,
"Panties off, show us your cunt, legs spread wide
open. This was so lewd and embarrassing. So there I was, laying on the floor of the van, legs spread, cunt on display, and yes, another camera flash. Well, not just one flash, but lots. And not just my cunt, but my tits as well. The two guys were taking dirty pictures of me and talking dirty about me, talking about my body, and it was getting me aroused. I liked talking dirty to guys in the chat room, and here I was, cunt and tits on display, and two guys saying how sexy I was. That made me feel all grown up. Then I raised my eyes and looked at them, and I saw the younger one had his cock out, and he was stroking it. Fuck, it was big. I'd never seen a cock up close before. Oh, I couldn't stop looking at it. "You like his cock?" the older guy said. I simply stared. "Before we take you home, I want you to put your hand on it and take one more picture." I thought, well, one more pic won't hurt. So I took his cock in my hand. It felt hot and smooth to my touch. It was exciting holding an adult cock in my little hand. The older guy said, "Put your mouth near his prick while I snap more pics. Now kiss it," he said. I didn't even think about it. I started to kiss his cock. Girls at school talk about sucking a cock. So I decided I'd do that. They got a great reaction from the guys. "Wow, she's a cocksucker," I heard someone say. I was getting wet. My cunt felt roused. And when he touched my snatch, I sucked harder. He wasn't snapping pics anymore from his phone. No, sir. Now he was making a video of me sucking a cock. The older guy asked me if he could lick my cunt while I sucked his friend. I liked my cunt being touched, and I figured a tongue would be even better. So I said, "Okay." I'd come from fingering myself, and that was great. But coming from getting tongue fucked, that was the fucking best ever. "What time does your dad get home?" he asked. "A bit after midnight," I said. "Great. We have about 2 hours. The older guy was still sucking on my cunt, while the one I was sucking off said, "I'm going to come. I want to come. I want to come in your mouth. Is that okay?" I figured, well, I'd just come in his friend's mouth when he was tongue-fucking my cunt, so I should return the favor. "Yes, please. Come in my mouth." And as soon as I said that, he unloaded a big spurt of spunk. More and more. And I swallowed most of it. But they wanted some pics of me with jizz on my face. So I let some drizzle out over my face. It felt so grown up. I was no longer shy about being naked in front of these guys. I felt fucking horny. And they were making me say dirty things. Well, not making me. I was enjoying being slutty. Then the older guy pulled his pants down, and he had an even bigger cock than his friend. It was all big and hard and sticking straight out. He looked at me and said, "Can you guess what I like?" I didn't bother to answer. I went straight to his huge prick and sucked it into my mouth. Oh, I love that. Oh, I love fucking a cock. Oh, it's so big. Oh, I love it. Cock in my mouth. I do. Oh, oh, God, yeah.
"Oh, fuck," he said. "You really are a horny young cunt, aren't you? I felt your cunt cream on my tongue when I was eating your snatch. Have you ever been fucked?"
"No," I said. "I'm a virgin." Then he asked, "Do you want us to fuck you?" I thought, why the hell not? I'm going to get fucked one day anyway, so why not now? I was horny, my cunt was wet, and these guys were experienced. "Okay, fuck me, but may need to be home before my dad gets home." Quickly, the younger one
put some extra lube on my cunt and on his prick and got between my legs and lined his cock with my fuckhole and slowly entered me. I expected pain. I felt very full. It felt strange, but no pain. I'd heard that the hymen often tears in sports, and I do a lot of gymnastics. You know, leg splits and stuff like that. So I guess that's what made it easy for him to stick his prick inside my cunt. That, plus it was very wet.
"Oh, fuck," he said. "You have the tightest cunt I've ever fucked."
And I said, "You have the biggest and only cock I've ever fucked." And we both laughed. He started to piss at his meat in and out of my cunt. Fuck, it felt good. I knew there would be lots more cock in my cunt. And while my cunt was being fucked for the first time, the older guy who was fucking my face yelled, "I'm coming, I'm coming. Swallow my spunk. Fuck, you're a great cocksucker." And then he dropped a load into my mouth, and I did as I was told. I swallowed it all. His friend was railing my snatch really hard, and he said he was about to come. Where did I want it? In my mouth or my tits? "I want it in my cunt. This is a safe time for me. And on my first fuck, I want you to fill my cunt with your cream." He did as I asked. I felt his cock grow, and I felt the spunk in my cunt. My cunt was just starting to come as he emptied his balls, and I felt disappointed as his cock softened and slipped out. But his friend soon filled my cunt with his bigger cock and saved my orgasm. He said, "Your cunt is so tight and wet, I'm not gonna last long." I didn't care. My cunt was coming. And while my cunt was coming out of his cock, he emptied his balls into me. Oh, they drove me home. Oh God, it was so good. Oh. They drove me home. And as I was getting inside, I showered and got ready to get into bed before my father got home. They were often in the chat room, pretending to be younger guys, but I'd had my fun. I decided I'd wait till I was older for my next fuck night. Well, it was a couple of weeks later that I got the biggest shock of my life. My father was sitting at his computer, and he called me into his bedroom. He wanted to show me something. I was totally surprised because my dad only had a robe on, and it wasn't that I'd tied closed or anything. It was open. And I could see that he was naked. "Come here, daughter, and sit on my knee," he said. Then he told me he was part of a small secret group who shared pics and videos with others. "Look at this young slut. Who do you think she looks like?" I started to shake, and I lied. I don't know who she looks like. How would I know who she looks like?" I could feel my dad's cock between my thighs. He was rubbing his naked cock against my cunt lips. He said, "The group that I share stuff with sent me this. They don't know her name, but they said she was a filthy young cunt who loves sucking cock and getting her fucking cunt creamed." I was getting wet looking at my pics and video with my dad's dick rubbing my cunt, and I wished I'd had panties on. My dad said, "I bet she'd suck and fuck her own father if ever he knew who the sexy young cunt was. Don't you agree?" I did agree. My dad's cock felt huge, and he was now playing with my firm young tits. Then Dad said, "Look closer. The horny young cunt is wearing a necklace just like yours, a Mickey Mouse, and has even got an arm broken off just like yours." I turned, and I kissed my dad passionately. And I said, "I wonder what her dad would want first, a great cock suck or to fuck a tight white cunt?" I bet that dad, being part of a group that swaps stories, pics, and movies, and having his young daughter's wet snatch rubbing on his cock, would say that the first choice is her cunt. And I was right.